Well, I would. What I tried to do all these years, I think will answer your question. What I tried to do this all these years is to put forth a universal message. In my particular case, because I love golf so much, I am trying to show people what's possible. And I'm using golf as the vehicle. And because of that, I think I've been able to get a lot of people either back to the game of golf or to become interested in the game of golf. And that pleases me to no end, because I know that as much as anyone, the joy that golf can give to you, and it really doesn't, I mean, it's about playing as best as well as you can. And if you look at it in that perspective, like earlier when I told you that it bothered me a great deal, I solved this problem by not looking back to how I used to play, but looking forward and seeing if I could get any better at playing golf sitting down. And when I did see my improvement, which to me is the real essence of golf, improving, no matter what level you're playing on. So I started to feel better about myself and my golf. And so by doing these shows, I'm putting forth a universal message. Yes, I want every person who thinks that they have no shot at swinging a golf club to have that opportunity. Because most people, I don't know what the percentage is, but it would be my guess that a high percentage of people who think they have no interest or no chance of playing golf because of their physical situation, whether it's an amputee or it's a blind person or it's a wheelchair player, when they see that they can accomplish this and at least get out there in the fresh air, the sunshine, be with their friends, make new friends, learn valuable life lessons from golf, come on, who doesn't want a part of that? And so when they get out there and they can accomplish something they thought was totally impossible, you'd be surprised. It has wide-ranging ramifications on all other aspects of their lives. And that, to me, is even more important than the golf part of it. Yes, sir, I want everyone who wants the opportunity to get out here and do whatever it takes to swing a golf club. But if you're broadening that horizon, to me, that's even better. And that's what I've done in these shows. I feel like that's my contribution, because I'm telling my story during the show. I'm using myself as an example to challenge people at my show to do something in their life they didn't think they could. I want them to dream. I want them to have big dreams. And a dream to me is not something you have at night. It's having a positive thought in your head, having it in your heart, doing whatever it takes to make it come true. That's a real dream in my book. And every person should have one. And the big deal is, if you have a dream and it doesn't work out, that's okay, because the solution is simple. Get a new dream. And that's exactly what I did. And that's exactly what I do at every show. Challenge each person in the audience to do something in their life that they thought was impossible. And never let anyone tell you that you can't do something or that your dream is impossible. And if you're willing to work hard and hang in there, you'd be surprised what can happen. Big things come from these dreams, and I'm living proof of that. And that's why I feel like when I do this stuff and I say this stuff, I have 41 years of credibility. And that, I think that helps me to impart this message to others.
Wow. You've never stopped dreaming. And do you have any dreams for the future about where golf should go, about where golf for the disabled should go, that you'd like to share with us?
Well, that's one of the things that this interview is I'm extremely pleased and delighted that you found me and can hopefully share this with as many people as possible. Because listen, if you're a whatever your level of injury is, and you can you can do this. I mean, it would be, you have to have some level of ability with your hands. And if that's not possible, then we need to find some device that can help someone who could at least maybe putt by using, for example, if they were a quadriplegic, maybe we can come up with something that they could putt or chip with, have enough force to propel the ball. But if you're somebody like me, who's, I'm a T12 paraplegic, but I know guys who are like T6, T8, they can play, they play golf. And my feeling is, if you're one of these folks who are like me and you're sitting in a wheelchair, one of the last things you think you'd be able to do is to play golf. What I want to do is I want to see a campaign of some sort that's an information campaign that shows people with disabilities playing golf. And it's a little different for the wheelchair players, because if you're an amputee and you want to play golf, well, you basically have the resources of 50 years of amputee golf, or and the same thing with the blind, and they've already got it figured out. They know how to do it. And there are thousands of examples of this. And so, but the wheelchair players, which is my area, so I'm particular to that group, and I want to see a campaign where it says, okay, if you want to play golf from a wheelchair, now most of the time you're going to need some sort of a device, okay? And I do a lot of shows where these single rider carts, which are actually a takeoff on my invention, I see them there. Hey, how many times is this used per year? Like 5. Come on. The reason why they're not used is because nobody knows it's possible. So we have to first have an information campaign, show it's possible, show other people doing it. Then we have to get, I want to make a device that's like a seat. It's permanently mounted on the end of the driving range. And it's far enough away where you take this device out at night, and it would simulate a seat on a golf cart. The same thing. The only thing is you can't move it. So this is for the wheelchair player that doesn't have access to one of these single rider carts, doesn't have the money to buy one because they're expensive, but he can still start to see if he likes it. He can do everything he can in the single rider cart except move. But it would give him a chance to, he can watch this information campaign, go down. I want to have these at all the public golf courses, and everybody go down. This seat could be built for not hardly any money, and it's taken up, doesn't take up a permanent spot, yet it can be used at any time by the wheelchair player. And then, once you got a line, 10 people, then that's the time for that course to buy the single rider card, because it's going to be used. So, yeah, I want every person, my dream would be to have every single person who wants the opportunity to experience the joy that golf can bring to their lives, I want them to have a golf experience. And to me, that doesn't necessarily mean playing 18 holes. That means chipping and putting, pitching, hitting bunker shots, contests, putting contests with your friends, your kids, chipping balls in your backyard. That's a golf experience, and that's me. It's hitting balls on the range, anything like that. You get proficient enough, go play 2 or 3 or 4 holes. You get really good, play 9. You get really where you like it, play 18. But that, to me, that would be my hope for the future. And I think if we can get the cooperation, we just had a meeting with the USGA. We're continuing to get this going. I want to use your experience, because you know far more than the USGA and me and everybody else does. So we want to enlist you. I already talked to the USGA, and they said that they want to reach out to you and your organization. And we really want to see this thing go places, because I think it has the tremendous possibility to, okay, add players to the game, fine. But this has the ability, in my humble opinion, to change lives and make things better in all aspects of a person's life with a disability, because I would bet every cent that I have that that's a true statement. It has to. It has to give you a better attitude. It has to keep you more physically fit. It has to get you more involved with others socially. You'll make more friends. It has to improve the quality of a person's life. So, yeah, it'd be great to see a lot more people out there playing golf.